in the garage overnight. And what I did is, it was kind of on the cold side. I'd have them all on a card table spaced out, you know, not butted up to one another. And I'd lay a tarp kind of loosely over the top, you know, and just kind of keep it warm. But, you know, it'd be cold. I mean, it'd be like in April, it'd be cold. You can tell when they're getting too warm because they get noisy. They really start letting you know that, you know, they become more active, right? You can tell the difference, you know, and I mix them a little bit with the sugar syrup and uncover them and stuff. But, yeah, it's a balancing act, man. It's just, you know, terrible if you lose them.
Tarp trick works. Putting them under a tarp does work. And it maintains just enough heat, like if you keep them somewhere like that. But you got to watch your high temperature. You're better keeping them at, you know, when they're like that in a lower temperature. But when they get heated up, they do. They get loud, and it's not good for them at all. But you don't want them getting too cold when you got some queens suffering like that. Because them extra little nurse bees in there, they're not gonna produce enough heat. And they're going to be trying to take care of her, but they burn up a lot of juice. And if you don't have extra honey or sugar water in there for them to supplement them, they can't burn up that energy and make heat neither.